This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:03 and it is Friday morning.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Friday is so excellent. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 instantly wins two reserved seats at the advanced screening of White Boy Rick. Tuesday, September 11th, that's this coming Tuesday, at the AMC Van Ness in San Francisco at 7 p.m. In 1980s Detroit, Rick Wersha Jr. was a hustler, drug kingpin, and FBI informant, all before he turned 16. Based on the true story, starring Matthew McConaughey, White Boy Rick, only in theaters September 14th. So you get to go early. Call Hooman right now, 800-400-3697. That's Hooman's number.
Thank you.
If you're calling number 9, you get to go.
I finally saw the ads for this.
I haven't seen any ads for it.
It looks good.
Me neither.
So it's trippy. There's a 13-year-old boy.
Oh, and he's the...
He's the guy. He's like around grown-ups.
And Matthew McConaughey is
in
like,
a fur coat.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
What the hell?
Kingpin. So what is Matthew McConaughey
I don't know. I he's in the ads.
He's the father.
Oh.
He's the father
he's the
of the boy.
Father of the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you've seen it?
No, but I was, I mentioned earlier, I'm hosting a Q&A with the writers, the Logan and Noah Miller at the Mill Valley. With the Mill Valley Film Festival.
When is that?
It's Monday night. I think you might have to be a member of the Mill Valley Film Festival community to attend.
Oh.
I think it's one of their, like...
Do I get to be in it just because I'm...
Yeah, do you want to go?
No. Right. I'm just wondering if I can be in that community.
He just wants to be invited.
I don't want the FOMO, you know.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, so these guys, I talk to them on
I want to be invited and say no.
Oh, you do?
I want JOMO.
Exactly.
There are people like that.
Well, yeah.
You can't make it anyway. That's why we didn't invite you.
Yeah, I'm
I just want to say no.
Totally
I just want to be
kidding.
Able to say no.
It's fine. Totally joking.
Well, I want to be invited,
JOMO.
Human.
You
so want to
go?
Say no.
Would you like to go?
No, I don't want to go. I want to be invited.
How about
invited,
you, Vinny?
Though.
Would you like to come on Monday night?
I don't think I can make that, Holmes, but I can't wait to hear your stories.
No, me too. The Miller Brothers.
I love those boys.
All right, you guys. Happy Friday.
It's
going to be a great day. Should we do the montage here?
Is Bryn ready? Though?
I'm thinking we have such a busy hour next hour.
Well, no, Hooman has to get a... That's true.
Oh, he's got to... Can he
get
the winner on hold?
Time.
Yeah, put
There's
the winner
on hold. You guys can do it.
No,
I'll
I
just...
want you to dance. Put the winner on hold.
Put the winner on hold. And then let's do this thing. It's Friday, you guys. I don't know why there's a discussion about whether or not we should delay our party for Friday.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it.
Woo! Get up, Ben.
Oh, well, I just wanted to watch you guys.
Get up,
forward to the weekend, the weekend.
Woo!
This is how we do it.
Cali.
I don't think so.
You can join in on that. Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
We're doing it.
I don't think so.
Oh, you mean, oh, that part.
Yeah, you
part.
Can join in on that. Now, pretend you're the puppet master and I'm doing the puppet thing.
Don't tell me my job. I got this.
If you're watching the cameras right now, you're seeing Vinny up and dancing.
Yeah.
I'm going
in
for
quotes,
it.
Cool. Dancing.
Right. It's white boy dancing, but it's dancing.
Come on, Vinny.
Yeah.
Something beautiful's headed your way. You'll be happy because it's Friday.
Make it rain on them hoes.
I'll make you rain.
Ho! Make it
rain on them hoes.
Ho!
Rain on them hoes.
Ho!
Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming.
Woo!
Woo!
Yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus
on,
say yes.
Nobody can
I'm
say
dancing.
No.
I'm dancing.
Sing.
Say yes.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say
Ebola.
No.
No eating something dangerous. Ebola Ita.
Sure.
Awesome. I'm also awesome. Awesome.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
California knows how to party. California knows how to party.
Oh, I like that part.
In the city. Oh, Avicii's
show
dead.
Avicii, I was cool.
When
I finally
very
got
tiring.
To about 10 years older, but it was something to do.
Living down in L.A.
First car just to prove. Yeah, I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes.
Ooh. Oh. Thursday.
I don't care about you. It's Friday. I'm in love. My wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
There's not one person dancing right now.
Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Oh yeah! I'm making groove.
We shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you sting.
Alcohol, blame it on the alcohol.
You added a lot of new ones.
On the Henny. Oh, hell yeah!
Come on,
the best song ever.
Oh, everybody, do the Lindsay.
Oh, I'm looking at you.
Despacito.
Oh, you're doing the Lindsay dance.
I am.
Ready?
Bum, bum. Yevin. Woo. Bum, bum.
All right. I can't take it anymore.
Woo. That's good.
Woo.
Woo, that's a good one.
Play Marry Me.
No, I hate that one. Woo.
All right, listen, you guys. I know it's Friday. Happy Friday.
Thanks.
But before you get carried away.
Am I sitting down now?
Yeah, you can sit down. I just don't, you know, I want to just bring you back down to earth a little bit. Here's your president.
Good job, Vinny, by the way.
There you go.
What? Thanks.
Happy Friday, everyone.
That's what, did he, really couldn't say anonymous, huh?
Tried twice.
Let's hear one more. Oh, damn.
It's the dentures.
It's got to be the dentures.
I don't know what it is.
Let's hear one
it's
more
a proud
time.
Moment. Really?
I won't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mom, you should write to him.
Yeah, like.
Oh.
Oh.
I love that.
God, it's all good. It's good times, boy. Everyone. Happy Friday.
I did not.
Someone wrote in and said,
right.
The boys in Van Halen used to, they used to watch the boys in Van Halen before they broke.
Yeah.
And they were saying they were gnarly even then. Like they were, and that was one of the stories about Eddie, was that he was so good, but he didn't want anyone to catch him with cameras. And I was thinking, that's something that they could
you
play.
You mean catch the way he was playing.
And the audio.
He would turn away,
From cameras. And I was thinking, that was a time when you could practice and you wouldn't be caught and viral.
Yep.
Also, you might be able to misspeak back then without
nope,
having
do
it
that
go
now.
Everywhere.
Can't do that
find
now.
Find yourself trying to get over that anonymous hurdle and you just keep clunking your head on it.
Right.
Gunk.
It's too bad.
The guy who created the show Veep, his name is Armando Iannucci.
Okay. I've never seen it. Have you?
I have seen a few episodes of Veep. It's one of those ones I feel sure that I'll go back to at some point and watch the whole thing. And it's, you know, everyone loves it. It's so smart and funny. But yeah, I definitely have not done a deep dive on that. So Armando Iannucci is the guy who created the show Veep.
Okay.
And he may have accidentally just created a new movie about President Trump. On Wednesday, he tweeted, film pitch, Trump drugged and moved to a replica White House where he carries on thinking he's governing. Millions spent on hiring actors to play his staff, senators, news anchors, people at rallies. There you go, studios. Your highest bid, please. So it got tweeted and retweeted. People want it to happen. I mean, it's so stupid, but it's just funny to think that you could drop him into this elaborate hoax. As of last night, the tweet had 78,000 likes, 13,000 retweets. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who stars in Veep, said, I'm in. J.K. Rowling said, make the movie, Armando. And someone even came up with a title for it, Fake America Great Again. Whoever came up with that needed. It's too bad they didn't copyright that first, because that's it's actually quite clever.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did. Burt Reynolds died yesterday at the age of 82. He suffered a heart attack and did not make it past that. He's had heart problems for a while. His rep said that he'd been very frail lately, had been in and out of the hospital. TMZ, if you want it, TMZ has a 911 call. Burt is having trouble breathing and chest pain. He was awake but was not answering questions. So there's a man on the phone getting him help. The call was made, they're saying, just after noon yesterday, which the timing on that, maybe that's like an East Coast time thing, mm-hmm. because, you know, he was in Florida.
Right.
So noon in Florida. So 9 o'clock our time. We got the news here just shortly before noon. The next Oscars, we talked about this a little bit last week. They had added a new category where they were going to take, and it was going to be called Most Popular Film.
Right.
And they're,
because one of the arguments against the Oscars is most people say, I haven't seen any of these.
Right. Well, and supposedly it's, you know, very highbrow because it's achievement in film, achievement in acting, that kind of thing. So they didn't have a, you know, achievement in dollars, achievement in making right. money category. And as quickly as they put it up there, they've taken it down. They're not going to be doing
they
that
didn't
category.
Didn't feel it fit the rest of the...
Yeah, they're actually saying that people say that they bowed to pressure from ABC, who is owned by Disney,
mm-hmm.
because Disney makes a lot of films.
The Marvel movies.
Just, you know, fun, good time Charlie movies that mm-hmm. aren't getting a lot of recognition for other than technical stuff. I mean, certainly they must get special effects nominations.
Yeah, none
and
of that's
like
there.
That. Yeah. So they're shelving it for now, launching it 9 months into the year, they said would, quote, create challenges for films that have already been released. They also said there's been a wide range of reactions to the introduction of a new award. We recognize the need for further discussion with our members. And I actually, you know, of all of them, the Oscars is the one that I actually feel like, oh, I should watch that. And I do like to see the movies that are nominated because they... generally are the better movies.
What
like,
was
they're
the
not
name
the big
of the
movies.
What's the name of the category again?
Most popular movie or achievement in popularity. I don't know.
And so the but it's still voted on by the Academy.
It would have been voted on by the Academy.
So maybe they're like, we're not watching yeah. those superhero movies. Forget right. it.
Maybe.
That might be, they might be. It's hard for me to watch them, and I don't even consider myself a film snob. Many of those are garbage.
Yeah.
Thor? Garbage.
Oh, they actually say, you know, sorry, Thor. You're
do
not
they?
Be, yeah, you're not going to be up for it. It's funny you say Thor because clearly that's how this person feels
now,
too.
Now, someone wrote in and said Ragnarok was great and I need to give it a chance.
I have but heard that.
The
that
first two were not great.
Funny.
They were awful.
There were two Thors before that?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And I've watched them both
the first
now.
One. I liked it. I mean, I did. It was fine.
You
I
don't
was
even
like,
know how many there were.
Yeah, but I only watched the first one.
Oh.
So however many came after
but
that.
But you didn't run out and get the next one?
No, I didn't.
Right.
But, you know, Loki. Hot. So forget it. The popular category is going away. That's what the Golden Globes are for, I guess.
All right.
Or the People's Choice. That's what it is. The GoFundMe for Gilligan's Island star Don Wells saw a significant jump yesterday. We had heard yesterday morning that it was at about $12,000. Don Wells is Marianne from Gilligan's Island. So if you ever watched Gilligan's Island and enjoyed it, you know, think about tossing this chick a couple bucks. She never got any residuals from that. That was back in the days before, I don't know, people got good deals out of Hollywood. I'm not sure. And who would have ever known that a show like Gilligan's Island would still be in repeats
right.
now 50 years mm-hmm. later? So... about 24 hours ago, it was at about $12,000, and it's now up to more than $72,000.
Oh,
and that's
right now?
Yes.
Over $118,000.
Oh, good. So it looks like she'll
She's
make
saved.
Her goal. Thank goodness. Poor woman. She just wants to check into assisted care, living care.
Yeah.
She released a statement yesterday saying she's amazed at the kindness and affection I've received from the current outpouring in regards to the GoFundMe page. I don't know how this happened. I thought I was taking all the proper steps to ensure my golden years. Now here I am. No family, no husband, no kids, and no money.
That's
Marianne.
It's rough.
She's not letting it get her down. She says, please know that my outlook is positive, and I look forward to seeing you all in my travels. via golf cart between the cafeteria and your house. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, Marianne from Gilligan's Island looks like maybe she's going to be okay. And, you know, if you care, kick in. But I guess, you know, this was a big story yesterday talking about the trouble that she's in. And I'm sure we just, I'm sure radio stations all over the country yesterday morning were talking about poor Marianne. Oh, Marianne.
I was looking at the donation list yesterday to see if there was anyone famous donating. I didn't see anybody.
Oh. Nicki Minaj didn't give her $25,000 or anything?
No.
She gave Jeffrey Owens $25,000. I think she, that guy doesn't see.
Oh, she did. The Cosby
Elvin, guy. Elvin.
Elvin.
She gave him $25,000. Why? I thought he was too proud for that, too. What, he took
she
the money?
Said, well, look, she's saying she's donating $25,000 to him. Let's see. She was on a Queen radio show. She's actually got her own radio show. So good for her.
Oh.
She's donating $25,000 to the former Cosby Show star. This is the guy who was photographed working the register at a Trader Joe's in New Jersey. And his story went viral because some woman and her partner took a picture of them. Took a picture of him and put it up there. And job shaming became a new term that we're all hearing.
Mm-hmm.
She is not down with how he got treated. Didn't hold back her feelings about the woman who took the photo. The woman's name is Karma, by the way.
Is that right?
Karma. Karma has said she regrets the move. But we often say that in the face of karma, don't we?
Well, I mean, yeah, she had to turn her page off because people were unkind.
Mm. Oh, really? Were they unkind, Karma?
Poor you.
It's ironic. So... Jeffrey Owens, you know, she tries to shame him. In the end, I don't know if Nicki Minaj is ever going to get the $25,000 to him. Maybe he will say no to it because he just got hired. Tyler Perry hired him for 10 episodes of this show that's been on for 6 years, apparently.
What show? Do you know?
It is. Hold on. I do know. It's just a matter of finding it. The Haves and the Have-Nots.
Oh, I love that show.
Oh, do you?
Oh, it's so good. It's very soap opera-ish, nighttime soap opera-ish. It is so good. Like, the season finale was, I don't know, a month ago. I couldn't believe how many people got killed. I was like, oh, my God.
Also, they need some new people on there.
It's great.
Oh. Well, it looks like he's going to be on the Haves and the Have-Nots.
Oh, awesome. Hopefully, he's going to be a bad guy. The bad characters are the best, I should say.
Sounds
good.
It's not a one-shot deal. He's going to have a recurring role and be in 10 episodes.
Wow.
Good for him.
Shoots in Atlanta, and he's flying there next week to start the filming.
I can't wait.
No word on any kind of salary, but listen, I bet it pays better than Trader Joe's.
What's his face? Bo Duke is on there. What's his name? John Schneider.
Oh.
He's like the principal character.
Is he the bad guy or a good guy?
He's a bad guy.
Is he a have or a have not?
He is a have.
Are the haves more evil than the have nots? Or do they both have
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Who are the good people? Because he's a have, and he's evil. He's a bad guy, and he's like a senator or governor or something.
Oh. Mm.
God.
Huh.
Well, I'm glad that he's on a show. We'll get to have a review.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I had never heard of this song. I have not heard about this show. Anyway, that's really nice of Tyler Perry to do that. And,
yeah.
This guy is, look, I mean... It's not going to be his first go-around, so I'm sure he'll be
fine. He knows how to do it.
He does. Not going to have to train him to do anything. I have time for maybe one more. Let me find a good one here. Elon Musk is going to be on Joe Rogan tonight, looks like.
Yeah,
that guy's making the news. I mean, how bad will this go for him?
Well, really bad.
I question the... how wise it is to go on this show. Joe's not going to pull any punches, and I'm sure he has the list of all the crazy things that Elon's been doing over the last few months. And they say Joe's podcast will go 3+ hours sometimes. He just gets going with some, and it's all video too, so you can, you know,
he's a smart guy too, so while he may not be able to keep up with Elon on rocket science, he won't be had.
Right. Let's see here. So I guess it's going to be cut tonight, but then, you know, like any podcast, you can get it whenever you want it
in
the future.
Right now I'm looking at TMZ has video of it.
Oh, it's already. So this was last night it taped.
And he's smoking a blunt.
Yeah, Joe Rogan is a huge stoner. It's funny sometimes because I've listened to it before.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the podcast, whether he's drinking or smoking, he's having fun with his guests. And he just starts to...
Oh, my God.
Gets really messed up. I mean, in the beginning,
and
he's
they
like,
go that long, huh?
They do.
He's just hanging out and having a party
as long as he wants to go.
Well, it's his
right.
Well, that's one of the things about our podcast too. It's we can air it or not.
Yep,
it's good, and sometimes it's not good.
I love that he just sits there and parties during the whole thing. So he basically has a party every night. Was Elon Musk smoking a blunt?
I didn't watch that one.
No. Oh.
I've watched past, heard past podcasts of Joe's.
Did you know he used to date Jerry Manthe?
From Survivor?
Yeah. I do know that.
Remember, she was the...
Elon did or Joe did?
Joe Rogan.
Oh, Joe did.
I remember Jerry Manthe.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Yeah. She came on the show a few times. Might have been after you guys were gone.
I think it was after, but I think that she was...
She actually participated. We did a thing at Marine World with her.
She was trying to parlay that into something.
Sure, absolutely.
Her success on Survivor.
Well, she was a fire dancer.
Did she win the Survivor?
No.
But it was back, you know, she was on the, like, the second season.
Right, there weren't 1,000 past contestants.
You actually remembered who the people were. Anyway, it looks like Elon Musk is going to, or is on this show. I'm not sure if it's happened already or not, but you can get it on iTunes. And they're saying here, as smart as Elon is, he's a terrible speaker. People are hoping he'll set the record straight about some of his wilder claims. Are short shorts really coming to Tesla?
Well, he made surfboards and flamethrowers. Why is short shorts weirdly out of the possibilities?
Why not? I'm waiting for his candy company still. So. There you go. Remember he said that, and Warren Buffett said, you know, I've got a candy company. I'd like to see him do. He goes, all right, I'm going to do a candy company. I'm like, well, where is it? Where's the Elon Musk candy? Anyway. Going to be on Joe Rogan's podcast. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Amazon makes the news. Nike makes the news. Oh. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Justine Underhill. She's the chief of programs for the Edgewood Center for Children and Families Crisis Stabilization Unit right here in San Francisco. You may have heard us talking about something that we're doing on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. It's a two-hour commercial-free I'm Listening segment that's going to have lots of celebrities, musicians and actors and otherwise, some experts. And really, it's to get the conversation started. Mental health is something that needs to be talked about, and a lot of times people just don't do it. And it's a kickoff to Suicide Prevention Week and part of a multi-platform, year-long thing that they're doing at Entercom, our parent company. It's going to be on every Entercom station this Sunday at 7 a.m. So we're going to talk to Justine about what she's doing here in San Francisco to be part of the solution. And that's at 8:05.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in...
Berkeley!
Here's what's happening. We'll begin real quick with football. It started last night. The Eagles beat the Falcons 18-12. One of the big stories of the day was the Kaepernick ad.
Nah.
I never did have time to get to that text yesterday, but, you know, someone wrote in and said, and it's a popular opinion, or I don't know if it's the most popular opinion, but they wrote, I'm a cop. My dad's a cop. My brother's a cop. We've all been shot at. We do not appreciate this, and we're not stoked on this guy getting even more public. You know, they had an argument.
Sure, absolutely.
And we've obviously talked about this many times. But so the ad, it was for Nike, and it played last night. It's also viral, or it's out there online. But I'm wondering if we could do a quick stock check. Who, man?
Yeah.
Look up Nike shares as the day after.
Oh, let's hear how this goes, right.
Let's see how, because I have a story about how there are boycotts now.
Yeah. Oh,
so
God,
it's up. It's not just up a little. I think it's up a lot. It's at $80 share.
Is it red or green?
It's green right now.
Oh, good.
But,
for them.
You know, on September 4th, it was $82. So, let me see. It's about as high as it's ever been. So, yeah, I'm looking at the past 5 years.
We'll have to keep an eye on that. I'll be interested.
People are calling for a boycott as the sportswear giant gained a social media following. Its choice to, or they gained traction with their social media by airing the Colin Kaepernick commercial online and letting people see their latest. The actual ad where he's talking about you should try to be the very best person, that didn't touch me as much as, you know, sort of some of these images where there's a guy who's, I think he's starting for Tennessee, one of the teams, with one arm or one hand.
Yep.
Like, some of that stuff was cool. Some of it didn't touch me as much, but it certainly is airing now, and it's controversial, and Nike's getting what they want if their stock is up.
Yeah.
I know people wrote us and said, I'm buying Nikes.
Yeah.
We got those texts as well. So it's very controversial.
And it's as much as I feel for every cop that's out there. There's a lot of good cops out there. And I don't want anyone to get shot at. But, you know, the systemic racism, and especially when, I mean, how many days a week are we hearing stories about, you know, black kid gets killed, you know, black guy gets gunned down? Where, like, if you're a white person, it's just not happening the same way. There's something really wrong here.
One of the problems, I think...
He's just saying, hey, look at this.
I believe America is about freedom of speech. I'm all for
it.
And however you decide to come down on that, meaning you don't watch the NFL anymore, or you've decided that you're not good, you are glad he's not playing, or if he plays for your team, you're going to quit your... however you want to handle that, I'm for that. I believe in that. I do think, though, that Cap's not the... He didn't handle this as well as he could have. Wearing the pig socks was not a good move. Some of the stuff he's done and said, it was a mistake. Still, he's allowed to kneel.
Absolutely.
You know? And it got him where it got him, though. Like, you know, I mean, he's fighting the lawsuit, and we'll see how that goes, but he's not playing.
Nope.
So, anyway, looks like Nike stock is up, everyone. That was the point behind doing the story. Amazon's stock is up this week as well, as they just became the second public U.S. company to hit $1
trillion
in value.
Is Apple the first? Who's the first?
Apple was the first. I'm surprised Google's not on the list. That's so weird.
Gotta be getting close.
Hooman, didn't you grow black hair on your tongue once?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
black,
I don't know
hairy tongue.
Thanks for that.
What we did wrong, we should have reported that, because this lady's made the news.
Oh.
What the hell caused this woman to grow a ton of black hairs on her tongue? It's a Missouri woman who recently went to the hospital because her tongue grew black hair. It turned out to be a rare side effect of an antibiotic she was on. Once she stopped taking it, they went away. Were you on an antibiotic at the time?
Well, I can't remember. I mean, it was a while ago.
I thought it was the kombucha you were drinking.
It
might
have been the kombucha, yeah.
Killed off all the good bacteria in your mouth.
Wasn't there some clay stuff, too?
There was clay, yeah. I was drinking some clay.
Oh,
dirt.
Boy.
I was drinking dirt. Hey, yeah. See how organic
goodness
I am.
Goodness gracious.
And, yeah, it's got to be a combination of things. It's never just... But I have been on antibiotics before. I mean, I've had pneumonia at least 3 times in my life, so...
Wow.
Wow. Well, and when you're on antibiotics, it kills everything.
It does.
So
kill
then,
everything.
When you get back, sometimes the bad stuff takes. That's when women get yeast infections, and that's when, you know, fungal infections happen in your body. Things get to take over that the normal.
Right? Why are you all writing
normally,
that?
You know, bacteria aren't tamping down. It's like a fungal infection, right? It's like maybe like a yeasty sort of thing. The black hairy tongue.
Yeah.
How long was your tongue hairy?
And black?
Maybe 4 or 5 days.
Oh. And were you with a lady at the time?
No.
You were single?
Come
well, I don't know.
You
kept a lady secret for over a year.
That's true. So we always have to ask.
Yeah.
Can't blame us.
I don't know if it was in that window of time when you were sneaking around with Snuffleupagus.
Did she give you black hairy tongue?
That would be... Is that a reason to break up with someone?
I think so.
Well, it's a reason to go to the doctor with them, if nothing else.
Sometimes
black hairy tongue isn't your fault, you know.
I actually got pretty sick when I got back from Bali, so I was on antibiotics even last year. So,
well, this lady had a rare reaction to one of the antibiotics she was on. She developed the black tongue hair. It's a condition officially called lingua villosa nigra.
Ooh. Hot.
They say it's more or less harmless, but of course you have black hair on your tongue.
Yeah.
The doctors switched up her antibiotics, and 4 weeks later, her tongue was back to normal.
4 weeks, though. Oh, geez. Would you not just immediately take a tongue scraper to that? I'd be like, oh yeah. This is not happening.
Are you shave your tongue?
Hell to the yeah.
Would you let me ask you a question. If you had the black hairy tongue.
Yes.
Due to some reaction, is medicine you're
taking?
Would
I call in sick every single day that I
No, that's not the question.
Having that.
If John was like, listen, I want to see what that feels like. Would you?
I doubt he would want that. It's an infection.
It's a question. I'm just asking.
Yes, if he wants that, sure, John. I'd be happy to give you this.
You'd be happy to.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
Black hairy tongue.
I'd
you
be like,
feel insecure
you know
about
you
it.
Get nope. Something from this.
Do yo,
I think the hairs are the actual fungus. You
I'm
know,
interested.
It's not actual hair rooted in your tongue.
Because yesterday we did our Secret Show podcast, which you can find at RadioAlice.com. So, you know, we put in a good extra hour of work for the people.
Yep.
But there was a point where I had to, because I had to sit next to you, you're like, oh, my coffee breath. And I don't know if you were just actually grossed out by me or what your deal was.
Oh, it was just so weird to be sitting. We had to sit so close together. Because we were sharing a headphone jack.
So what?
I don't know. It just felt weird. Plus, I was in the corner, and there you are, like looking right at me. Like I'm like,
well,
oh,
you were talking to me.
Stop looking at me.
You were totally freaking out.
Yeah, so weird.
Freaking out.
Yeah, you were.
For a couple who's
you
been together for 20 years.
Yeah,
it was just like the close proximity. I was like, this is weird.
You were the one arguing. We've been in a relationship for 20 years. Just yesterday. And then you can't sit next to me, and then you're like, oh, my breath, and I'm like, yeah. So I was thinking maybe you would be too insecure to give the hairy tongue.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't be. I actually sit close to John all the time. But he doesn't like stare at me with like this weird look on his face.
Well, I couldn't help but stare at you. The weirder you got, it was more fascinating to me.
So if he wanted me to give him my tongue disease, I wouldn't be happy to. But I'd be like, yeah, I'll let you see what it's all about.
All right.
But it's not going to be my fault when you go to the doctor later.
According to a new survey, more than half of people have bought something they saw a celebrity or influencer promoting on social media.
Oh.
More than half of people.
Have I ever done that?
Oh, I'm sure you have. You're the
times.
King of the fishing vest and the sweatshirt that's got multiple.
Oh, I wanted that. But I didn't see
but
a celebrity.
Is it celebrity?
Doing that.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've definitely seen shoes on a celebrity that I'm like, those are so cute. Mm-hmm. Like Jessica Simpson or something.
Yeah.
But you didn't buy them.
I don't remember if I did or not.
You only wear the Converse slip-ons. What are you talking about?
I know. I have a lot of shoes, though.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be anything from makeup to hair products, clothing.
Yeah, I like to think
perfume.
I'm not buying it because of the
I bought.
Person.
I mean, well, they're endorsements, yeah. And we believe in the people. When someone endorses a product, I choose to believe that they know what they're talking about and they use the product.
Being an endorser myself and knowing the rules behind it, I actually question it more because I think that I want to say something to our listeners. Like, we like and use the things that we endorse. Like
exactly.
We turn down a ton. But I know a lot of people who turn down nothing.
Yeah,
right.
I do too.
Think
but
to myself,
that's our rule on this show is that we only
We want to be
endorsement
proud of it,
deals
right.
That we believe in and we personally use.
Right. So, but if somebody was to throw all kinds of money, I mean, I always find endorsements to be suspect.
Shady.
Because I know how the whole situation works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're Jennifer Garner and you're endorsing something, like, you just don't know how much money got thrown at them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always a little suspicious.
Well... So that's good. You should have a little bit of a...
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
Bought
something?
No. But...
Not like a Kelly Slater surfboard leash?
Right.
Surfboard.
Sex wax that was being used by...
Or Tony Hawk skateboard
No,
or
I mean, I have brands in particular that I like and, you know, and I
they
frequent them for that reason.
Right.
But I don't... No, nothing I've watched online and gone... Oh, I've got to have that shirt or sweatshirt.
I'm going to pay attention and see if I do that because I can't think of a particular instance, but probably, right?
I mm-hmm. do like taking recommendations from people, though, on things that are cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I'm just not shopping when I'm flipping around on Instagram. That's not my mindset.
I see so many ads for stuff I want on Instagram.
I'm usually just like...
I look at people's... comments.
Oh.
And a lot of them are not good. Like, do not buy from this company. I'm still waiting for my product.
Remember those eyelashes I bought? And they were like, it was 100 years before we got those.
Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for my Tata towel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Well, that lady ran out.
I don't think that's in business anymore.
I also bought you panties with kitty cats on it.
And they haven't come yet?
And they never came.
That was like 3 years ago. Yeah.
You should look into that. Did you pay money for that?
Yeah, of course. $70.
With kitty cats on it?
Yeah, it's a big picture of one cat's face right over the voo-hoo-hoo.
So you're saying that you paid the money and you have not received the product?
Got an email like, I don't know, 2 years ago. We're on back order. Because I showed you Zed. I go, oh, look at this Kickstarter campaign. Yeah. You want me to get these panties for you? She goes, yes.
And then yes. Meow. Meow. Panties. Yeah. Oh, I love those.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny.
This is a trip. The biggest sports venue in the world.
Oh. It's got to be Brazil, right?
Nope.
Oh.
Something in China?
No.
It's not in Brazil?
The biggest sports venue in the world is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is home of the Indy 500. Yeah. It has permanent seating for more than 257,000 people.
Damn.
Really?
And the infield holds another 150,000 or so.
Dang. My dad used to go to... he went to the Daytona 500.
My dad used to go to that one with my brothers, and they would camp.
Yeah, that was the... And my dad used to love that. Like, you pull your RV into the middle, and you're hanging out for at the race for a few days.
Neat.
Loud.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
There are approximately 20 quintillion animals living on the Earth. That's 20 billion billion.
Do they count all the insects and stuff?
I guess so, probably.
Mm. That's a lot of things living here.
Mm-hmm. 20 quintillion.
And I wonder if they count little living, like, bacteria and stuff.
Absolutely.
As animals?
I don't know. I guess not. I'd like to see their definition.
Oh, come on.
Don't
I'd like to see
the
it,
facts.
Too.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm so sorry.
Christopher Waltz.
Yes.
Waltz.
Christoph Waltz.
Yeah,
Waltz.
Christoph.
Is the only person who's ever won an Oscar for acting in Quentin Tarantino movie. He won Best Supporting Actor for both.
Inglourious Basterds
and Django Unchained.
Yes.
That
wasn't
both of
a game.
Them, huh?
That wasn't a game.
I know.
That
you
wasn't a game.
You didn't say it ahead
right.
of time.
Money.
No money.
No money.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 937 says, have you guys talked about Sarah's boyfriend, Elon, yet? Smoking weed during an interview.
Oh, so he did smoke weed.
Yeah.
During
oh,
sounds
yeah.
Sounds like it.
You didn't see that in the story? That's why I said, how's this going to go for him? I'm like, it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, because he was going to get stoned?
Well, yeah. Well,
yeah, I didn't see that. So he was on Joe Rogan's podcast, which is available on iTunes. Apparently, it's long, and he's stoned.
He's having a weird year.
Yeah.
One of his investors voted to take him off as the president of Tesla.
Oh, yeah. He's getting sued and stuff. I mean, it's terrible.
415 says, bears are a fetish or subculture, Vinny, and Burt Reynolds was considered a bear. They don't always have to be out of shape. Now, I thought our friend Scott Capurro told us that bears are big and heavy and...
Hairy.
And then there's cubs.
Who aren't as heavy...
Right, the cubs would be a skinnier guy. I don't know. But there's also
there's all
multiple
kinds of subsets, right?
Right.
And I would think that someone who is straight but has bear qualities would be like a bear type. But,
honorary.
I mean, you wouldn't call him a bear because
right.
He's
not gay.
Thought you had to be gay to be a bear. But what do I know?
Urban Dictionary says you do. Mm-hmm.
You
it's
have
a gay
to.
Man described to be husky.
Yeah.
With a lot of body hair.
All right.
And you have to be cuddly, too.
Aww.
408 says, I really enjoyed watching Vinny with his fist in the air looking at everyone else like they were crazy. I wasn't. I was watching. I was enjoying the show.
Well, I liked that you stood up and danced with us.
Normally.
I think he'll get looser as the weeks go on. We'll
I try to let them dance and be loose without me, like you just said, staring at you and making you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. You didn't make us uncomfortable. We right. felt like you were a challenge. You added a whole new dimension to the Friday montage.
408 says, the studio, which still benefits from Marianne's work, should kick in for her retirement.
Agreed.
Only in America would you hear this story.
Agreed.
It's true that There is no doubt there are people who have not ever seen the benefits of life like she's enjoyed and could use that money much more than, or deserve that money much more than she does. And yet, because she's, we all know her, we all know Marianne from Gilligan's, people are willing to give her dough.
It's just the height of irony, though, that she can turn on the TV in the, you know, whatever hovel she's living in, and there she is, and she's dirt poor after all she's given us. She's a giver.
Well, there are people with money who may have loved her growing up. There's certainly women that I look back on in my formative years that I spent a lot of time imagining myself with.
Did you ever imagine Marianne?
No, but I imagined Jacqueline Smith.
Oh, sure.
Shannon Tweed was a big one for me.
But if any of them hits hard times, F them.
Well, I'm not. No, I mean, look. We all have to save for our retirement.
I agree,
Vinny. We all have to make good decisions.
I agree.
This is, you know, I don't know what she was up to. What was she up to?
I don't know, but she lost all her money in the 08 crash is what she says. Poor thing. Because not like, I don't know how many divorces or whatever else, but she, you know, maybe she lost a lot of money that way. But it sounds like it was just bad investments. And she didn't get a lot of money from Gilligan's Island. And she didn't work much. I mean, I don't remember seeing Marianne, Don Wells, and anything else.
Vinny looks like he's shaking an imaginary maraca. LOL.
I liked that it was not quite in time, too. It was really more of an afterthought that you were just sort of throwing in
there. I was trying to watch my girls. I was checking you guys out. Uh-huh. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
New music and more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.